The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Bonjour, Abs. Immensely well, eh?
Yay!
Formidable. Formidable.
Bonage. Now, this is a new one. What was it? Say that again.
Formidable.
Listen, it's been a long evening and it's an interesting morning. So I tell you what, I'm going to try and learn that tomorrow morning. Teach me that tomorrow morning. Nonetheless, for now, let's talk about Burundi. What's the latest happening there?
Well, I don't know if you like your politics that much that you're prepared to pay extra for elections, but that's what Burundi is going to do in 2020. Public servants, they're going to take a cut of their pay. The direct public contributions will come in. Basically, Burundi used to pay for its elections with foreign aid money. But since Pierre Nkurunziza sought and won an unconstitutional third term, that aid money has dried up, a lot of it. So they're going to go to the public to pay for the next elections round. And I mean, you know, we're in a country where you have $280 gross monthly income as an average, 65% of the population living under the poverty line. It's a hard nut to crack, eh?
Yeah, it's certainly going to be an interesting one. But also talking about the UN Drug Enforcement Agency, what are they saying?
Wow, they are saying that there's this opioid called tramadol. It's been found in the pockets of suicide bombers. It's the drug of choice for Boko Haram suicide bombers. But basically, you're going to kill yourself. You know, you care so much about your cause, you're going to kill yourself to take out a lot of people. You fill yourself up with this opioid, tramadol, and I suppose it makes it more acceptable. So the UN drug organization and crime organization is saying, we've got to stop this. The trafficking in it has increased enormously. In 2013, there were 300 kilograms seized. 3 tons of it have been seized this year. So, you know, it's going around, and it's something is it going to cut down the number of suicide bombs or bombers? One doesn't know, but it certainly is something that the UN has to get behind.
And talking about Christmas, you know, we are heading to the African National Congress's conference this coming weekend. The results of that could affect how we celebrate Christmas in South Africa. But I see that Liberians aren't far off either.
No, I mean, actually, it hadn't occurred to me. We South Africans are pretty much used to political boxing on Boxing Day. Well, the Liberians are actually going to get it in spades, because their second round or runoff was delayed by several weeks while the Supreme Court looked at charges of irregularities in the October poll. Now they've said okay, and they last week decided there's not enough evidence to declare the election null and void, so we'll go ahead with a runoff, and that is the former football star George Weah. Is he a former star, or do you, once you become a star, do you stay a star? But anyway, George Weah and Joseph Boakye, the vice president, they're fighting for the person to succeed Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. That's Africa's first elected woman president. It's the first time, Abs, interestingly, first time in 73 years that there's going to be a smooth transition of power in Liberia, and more power to them. So while we will recover from Christmas on Boxing Day, the Liberians will hopefully be standing in long queues waiting,
you know,
to vote.
I'm really crossing fingers for that, Jean-Jacques. I don't even want to jinx it. It had better go off without a hitch. Where let's just give power smooth.
Absolutely.
Hey, nonetheless, Jean-Jacques, à demain. We'll chat again tomorrow.
À demain.